You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, it is Willard and Dibs, except there's no Willard or Dibs today. It's Grandy and Evan with you here on Willard and Dibs from 2 to 6 on this Thursday here on 95.7 The Game. Welcome in. We got a ton to get to. Giants have an off day. Welcome in the Dodgers beginning tomorrow. We'll talk a lot about the Giants here, especially early on. The biggest piece of drama, I think, in the Bay right now that is actively happening and playing out as we speak is what we were just talking about, Evan. It is the Rafi Devers, Will Clark, Will Fleming, Lover's Scorn trio that's going on right now, and we have an update in that whole conversation. I think, though, the best way to attack this, Ev, is we got to run everybody through the timeline, because this has been like a weird, like, who said what when and what order did things happen, and we're getting to a point where there's like... I mean, there's F-bombs, there's MF-bombs being thrown around.
Well, it's Will Clark, so a few are going to be tossed around.
It is classic Will Clark, you're right. But the timeline that this all played out in, as far as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Will Clark, on his podcast with Eric Burns, Deuces Wild via the No Filter Network, this was last week, we're talking about over a week ago now, he shares this story on his podcast about Rafi Devers not wanting to work with him, or at least just not showing up to work with him at first base during the series versus the Boston Red Sox, Devers' former team. This is what Will Clark said over a week ago on his podcast via the No Filter Network.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to like go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. Throws coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston, and now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
But if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look. Even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Okay, so that is entry number one into this whole saga, if you want to call it that. Will Clark was asked to work with Devers at first base ahead of every game in that Boston series, and apparently Devers didn't just decline, but apparently there was some lack of communication, and Will Clark was out there kind of waiting for Devers to show up, and Devers didn't show up. Will Clark shares that on his podcast openly shares it, but also says, I get it. I mean, his former team, where there was a ton of drama about him not playing first base, was waiting just 20 feet away from where he would have been working out. So Will Clark got it. Okay, that's part one. And then Will Fleming, Dave Fleming's brother and the voice of the Red Sox, goes on WEEI in Boston and essentially repeats this story that Will Clark just shared.
I had to get big hitters, and they think he's going to win them divisions and hit a bunch. He's going to hit home runs. Of course he is. They don't yet know what is going to happen with the player. I was there the second day. Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Raffy didn't show up. So that's the person that these guys have been dealing with for a long time.
Okay, there's what Will Fleming says. And then Will Clark catches wind of that, and on his most recent episode of his podcast, Deuces Wild, via the No Filter Network, which came out this week, he says this.
You know, Raffy and I are fine. I'm going to work with him, you know, whenever I get around to first base and all that. And Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right? You want to f***ing take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a f***ing East Coast piece of reporter? F*** off. All right? And so other than that, I'm cool. But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, shit's blown out of proportion.
Other than that, he's cool. Other than the fact that he just absolutely unloaded onto Will Fleming. He called a reporter, but voice of the Red Sox for WEEI out there in Boston, who essentially just shared what Will Clark shared publicly, although I think he left out some context, Evan. But it's pretty clear that this thing has ruffled some feathers, at least the feathers of Will Clark.
I think that this is much to do about nothing from the standpoint of Will Fleming and Will Clark. Like, they're speaking, there's some miscommunication there. People are blowing it out of proportion. And I think the reason why is because this is about Rafael Devers. And the reason why we're talking about it is because Devers isn't hitting. And people are worried about the early returns of a player that had a past that's been marred and spoken about in a way that is maybe true and maybe not. Like, I think the whole Devers saga this season between Boston and now San Francisco, which this is a part of it, something isn't adding up. And I don't know if it's Devers' fault. I don't know if it's the Red Sox fault. I don't know if some of this lies with Will Clark. Probably all of them play a role in it. But to me, we wouldn't be having this conversation if Devers wasn't hitting 225 and didn't have an OPS of 700. I just think that these guys are looking for a reason, whether it's on the Boston side or the San Francisco side, to talk about a player that people aren't seeing a whole lot from. And in Boston, he was hitting, but apparently he was bad off the field. I don't think that was the case, but that's what Boston was saying. And here, I think he has been great off the field, and he seems like a great teammate, but he's not hitting. And people are keeping this guy's name in the news cycle just because we haven't seen the results. And so, like, what I make of all of that is just Devers has got to start hitting. That's what I make of it. I guarantee you the moment that he starts to produce and doing the things that we are accustomed to seeing from Raffy Devers, I think a lot of this stuff gets brushed to the side. I don't know how you read it.
Well, obviously him hitting the ball, you know, good would make everything else kind of mean a little less. But I mean, the question of where he's going to play and when eventually he's going to be ready to play first base, that's still a big deal. Like, I know you are of the opinion that maybe he doesn't even play first base all year. That's a possibility. I think JT Snow said this week something similar. I don't see him playing first base this year and maybe not ever as a Giant. Like, that is a possibility, but I think still where he plays is still a really big deal, whether or not he's hitting 300 or hitting 225, because the Giants are in a situation where they kind of need him to play first base, because you kind of have a log jam that gets created elsewhere if he's your everyday DH. Now, is he going to be the long-term solution at first? You hope not, because you have Bryce Eldridge, but that's still maybe more than a year away, potentially. I think they need him playing first, and I think even if he's hitting, this is still a story.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think the position matters for him at all because of what you mentioned. Like, Devers, in a perfect world, is a stopgap at that position for someone you hope can come up and be your everyday first baseman for a decade, who's Bryce Eldridge. Like, this is my suggestion, honestly, after hearing all of this stuff, whether it's fair or foul, written about Devers, what Will Fleming has said, whether you believe him, whether you don't, whether Will Clark is coming off as a red ass, or maybe people give his words some credence, that doesn't really matter to me. What I think the Giants should do, or what I would do, I wouldn't have him play first base a single inning this year, because this is already a distraction for a player who I don't think needs to be distracted any more than he already is from having dealt with everything that he's gone through this season. And he also doesn't seem like somebody who wants to be a distraction. I know that the Red Sox made him out to be one, but from everything I've heard through his translator, from everything his teammates both in Boston and San Francisco have said about him, I don't think that Devers is a look-at-me kind of guy. And this entire week has been about playing first base, something that Bob Melvin has already said he's going to probably do after the break. I wouldn't play him at first base at all this year. If you're going to make a position change, you do it in the offseason. And I just think that this is going to be a story if he plays first base, good, bad, or somewhere in the middle, the entire season. And I don't think that the story about Rafael Devers should be about how he plays or doesn't play first base. Like, seriously, I just would not have him play the position at all this season.
I think him outwardly stating at his intro presser, "I'm willing to play anywhere and do anything that they ask of me," and then him never play first base his whole, you know, rest of the season, that to me feels like a distraction. Because then to me, you get the rumor swirling again, whether there's any credence to him or not. Oh, he doesn't want to play first base. He declined again. Now what are the Giants going to? That feels like a distraction to me. That feels like a continuation of what happened in Boston.
That seems completely logical for me. Like, him saying that I'm willing to do everything, I don't read that as like that's him being a good teammate. That's what you say, which, again, was something that he was trying to debunk about this image that had been constructed by Boston media members and really just by the front office, yeah. I think he is a good teammate. And that's why when I hear him say, "I'm willing to do anything," that's what a good teammate does. But putting him in a position to potentially fail and have this thing just blow out of proportion, which it already has, to me is, I don't want to deal with it. I also don't know if he can play the position. Like, he's never played first base for a single inning in about 10 major league seasons. So why would I have him all of a sudden do that in the middle of the year? That's also, to me, a little unfair to ask the player to do. I know it's just first base, and it's just a position we don't care much about, but we saw, what was it, yesterday? There's a lot of balls that could have been scooped up by somebody. And it might have even been two nights ago, too. Like, playing first base is not just a given. Like, you need someone over there. I think Dom Smith has been an awesome first baseman defensively. And until he shows me that he literally can't hit, I think that the platoon of him and Flores is probably what they're going to have to work with.
But then you run into the stop, or you run into the issue of you can't get what you feel like is your best lineup or bats in the lineup every night. Because if Devers is going to have to be DH by default, then Flores can only play, what, every other game at first? Because he can't play every single game, every two of every three games at first. But then you want a good defensive first baseman, so you want Dom Smith out there. As the Giants are getting closer and trying to win baseball games, and maybe their pitching still proves to be their strength, and they need every at-bat from their best hitters possible, I think they might get to a point where they feel like whatever they might be losing defensively at first by having Devers there is worth having Flores' bat in the lineup as the DH every day, alongside Devers.
Yeah, but not if Devers is not hitting well. And that's another part of this, too.
I feel like he's going to come around, though, right? He's got it.
Well, you would hope. He's literally a below-average hitter in the 22 games that he's played with the Giants, and I don't think that's who he is. But I think that for right now, the idea of playing first base needs to be put on hold. I would do it for the entire season, but certainly until he starts to hit, because I think that he's trying to get his bearings. I think he's trying to acclimate to a new place. I think he's under a lot of pressure as someone who's expected to be this like messiah of the Giants offense. And he hasn't yet. He hasn't hit well at all. But to me, throwing another variable into the equation, especially something that it'd be different if he was going to play third, which we know is not going to happen. But it's something that he's never done before. And to me, that's just, that's unfair to ask him to do. On top of already having to have the pressure of carry this Giants offense, which he hasn't done yet.
We got more to get into on this, and if you want to weigh in, feel free, 888-957-9570. I mean, this whole situation, Will Clark versus Will Fleming with Rafi Devers stiffing Will Clark, like, what is the issue here? Who's to blame for this issue? What do you see Rafael Devers doing the rest of the season in terms of defense? We can get into all that, 888-957-9570. It's Evan and Grandy with you here on Willard and Dibs. And next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day pass to Outside Lands, 4 day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to the Valkyries merch store and Laughing Monk Brewing. Listen at 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 in the afternoon, and 4:30 in the afternoon for your chance to win every single day next week, every show, every day, and it all starts on Monday right here on 95.7 The Game. Back with more after this on Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Yeah, Willard and Dibs until 6 here on this Thursday, but Willard and Dibs both out today. Willard back tomorrow for a Friday. Dibs off until Monday. So today holding it down, it's Grandy and Evan with you here on the afternoon show, 2 to 6 here on 95.7 The Game. Talking some Giants on their day off because there's been a war of words, mostly one-sided war of words, Will Clark to Will Fleming relating to Rafi Devers during that Boston Red Sox series, apparently declining to go work out at first base with Will Clark. I think the one thing, Evan, that I want to make sure is clear, I don't view Rafi Devers as the bad guy in this situation at all. It does seem like there was maybe a mix-up of communication between Devers and Will Clark specifically, because the way that Will Clark shared the story made it seem like he was out there waiting for him all 3 days of that series. And Devers never showed up. But I don't think this is a Devers, I'm refusing to play first, I never want to work out at first, I don't want to play first. I do not see it this way at all. And I know we have some fresh comments from Rafi Devers, courtesy of Susan Slusser in the San Francisco Chronicle in an article that came out earlier today that kind of back that up. It does seem, regardless of what decision the Giants and Devers in some combination make, it does seem like he is willing to do whatever the Giants ask. Maybe the Giants, they'll just delay the ask until the offseason.
Yeah, but what's best for the player versus what's best for the team? That's what we're trying to figure out. And right now, I don't think it's, I do think it's best for both just to ice this entire issue. And like, you know, whether Will Clark was saying he's going to be out there or not, like, clearly, I don't think that Devers is comfortable playing first base right now. And I don't think the Giants believe that he's comfortable playing first base right now. Otherwise, it might have happened already. Like, he's...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
He's hurt. He's trying to get right at the plate. He's trying to acclimate to a new situation. He's in a completely different lineup. He's never played anywhere else but Boston before. I just think that Devers, like, I wonder how concerned people are with him outside of the position. And that's another reason why I wouldn't lean into this that much. It's like, the guy's got to figure out a hit first before he plays first. And he can't do that right now. He hasn't been hitting very well.
Isn't there some truth, and you and I were actually talking about this off air, isn't there some truth to, all right, guy's going through struggles, and he's the DH, and every waking second of the game, he's just thinking about his swing and his at-bat. Isn't there potentially some truth to, like, having him go out there and play in the field? And obviously, if things go terribly wrong, then that probably just spirals everything. But you get his mind off of it, and is that a way to, like, relax? And maybe you see more success at the plate if you have him getting his mind off of it 24/7?
Yes, and that's a theory that I had about why he stunk at the beginning of the year for Boston.
Mm.
But you're not asking him to play third base. You're not asking him to do something that's familiar to him. You're asking him to do something that's on a different planet. And I know it's only first base. And all that everyone ever sees is a guy just catching the ball and running to first. I'll take a line from Ron Washington. It's extremely hard. Playing a brand new position is not an easy thing. Mookie Betts makes doing that look ridiculously easy, and it's not. Mookie's played second base. He's played right field. He's played shortstop. He's been a gold glover or will be a gold glover at multiple positions. It's not that easy. If Devers was going to play third base, I would say, yeah, let's have him do that. Even though he hasn't played it this year, let's get him some reps. Let's get him out there, because that's absolutely something that's, I think, a part of who he is. And I think a bit like the root of the issue with Boston was that he had a piece of his baseball identity stripped from him because they gave his spot to Bregman without talking to him about it. Now, first base is not a part of who he is. It's not a part of his identity. It could be, but to me, that's something that you can't, number one, spring on a guy, and number two, takes a long period of time to get into. And so that's why, like, I thought that pre-All-Star break when they first acquired him was off the table. Like, playing first base was not going to happen. And now I'm starting to believe that it would be best for all parties if he just is the full-time DH. Leave first base for the offseason, and it's something that he's interested in legitimately, we can broach it in the winter. We can get you reps in spring training. We can have you enter 2026 as the San Francisco Giants' full-time first baseman. But for right now, we acquired Rafi Devers, the Giants did, to hit. That's what they got him for. They didn't get him because they wanted him at first base. They got him because there is a massive void of talent in that order. And ideally, in a perfect world, He should be the guy to fill it.
Okay, so do you think the reason why, and again, this is what we're talking about right now, because Will Clark said that he was scheduled to work with Devers at first base during that Red Sox series. Devers never showed. Will Fleming then shares that story in Boston. Will Clark upset and MFs Will Fleming for sharing that story and leaving out, I think, in Will Clark's opinion, the important context that Devers didn't want to do it because the Red Sox were in town, not because he doesn't want to play first. But in your mind, do you think potentially he didn't work out with Will Clark because he doesn't want to play first? Is that where your head's at?
I think that's a possibility. Yeah, I do.
I think we got a problem if that's the case. I don't feel that way. I think it's what Will Clark said. He just didn't feel comfortable doing it in front of the Red Sox because of that. That's why he and the Red Sox broke up, was because he refused to do that with them.
Yeah, possibly. But I also, look, I don't think that Devers holds any ill will towards his former teammates or his manager. You know, it's, again, a reason why I think that there was a bit of a smear campaign about the kind of person that he is in Boston, because Alex Cora never had a problem with him. The guys on his team never had a problem with him. Even Christian Campbell, who was the player that allegedly Devers scoffed at for practicing at first base, came out and said that Devers has never been a bad teammate to him, and that story was overblown. So, to me, practicing first base in front of your old team is not a shot at them. If anything, in fact, I remember the entire week we were talking about how he would practice first base as a middle finger to the Red Sox front office.
When he's taking ground balls at first multiple times, just, I guess, not during the Red Sox series.
Yeah, so why wouldn't he then?
I think, again, not because he doesn't want to play there, but because he just wasn't comfortable doing it in front of Boston.
I think he's doing it very slowly. He's taking incremental steps towards playing first base. And I also think that, again, we're talking about this because it's, like, right now it is somewhat of a distraction. Like, this issue, this question of whether he's going to play first, whether he's not going to play first, if it's going to help the lineup, how it's, like, and I hear the 925. $300 million, you do what you're asked to do, don't make excuses, man. That's from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. However, I'm trying to consider what's best for both sides, and I don't think that the Giants are just asking him to play first base. I think they eventually want him to, and to me, the best time to do that is during the offseason, because it's also, like, it really, if you're that concerned about first base, and I think Ken Rosenthal floated this the other day, you could just go trade for a first baseman. Like, there are other first basemen out there that you could go and acquire that would help your lineup that you could just put there full time.
I don't think that's an option, because if you're not playing Devers at first and you're getting a different first baseman, how are you getting Wilmer into the lineup with any consistency?
Not a lot.
I don't see that happening. 888-957-9570. I mean, you guys out there feeling like Devers doesn't want to play first? Like, is what happening in Boston happening again here? 888-957-9570. I don't think that at all. He has, and what he says and what he does are two different things. Everything he has said has been, I will do whatever they ask of me. And while it does seem like there was some miscommunication between him and Will Clark during that Red Sox series, he has been taking grounders over at first base. Maybe it's taken longer for him to get comfortable than the Giants were expecting or hoping in an ideal world. We also got to add into the equation that he hasn't been 100% healthy physically. Maybe that's having an impact here. But to me, Devers as, like, the bad guy in this situation, that is the last thing on my mind. I think he is doing everything in his power to get ready to play first base. In my mind, the bad guy in this situation is Will Clark, who said this week.
You know, Rafi and I are fine. I'm going to work with him, you know, whenever I get around to first base and all that. And Will Fleming, you can go off, motherfucker. All right, you want to fucking take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a fucking East Coast piece of reporter? Off. All right, and so other than that, I'm cool. But you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion.
And that's in addition to Will Clark saying last week that next time Will Clark is out there in San Francisco ready to work with him at first base, his ass is going to be out there even if he has to grab Devers by the back of the neck and drag him out there. I think you're spot on. that Devers doesn't like the controversy and all the drama around him. So I can't imagine him hearing Will Clark say those two things makes him feel good about heading out there and working at first base next time.
I don't think he will work with Will Clark. Like, seriously, like, why?
That's a big deal.
Why would he go now and work with someone that already, he, for whatever reason, didn't want to go out and work for before, whether it's because of the Red Sox or maybe he doesn't want...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Want to play the position? I don't know. Now hearing that, this guy, and granted, Will Clark is a special assistant for the Giants.
Yep.
He's a member of the organization.
Giants legend.
Sure. Not to Rafi Devers.
No.
Like, seriously, if you want to like do the measuring game, Devers has more World Series than Will Clark does. Devers is going to be a legend for the Red Sox. Like, Rafael Devers might hear that and say, "Who does this guy think he is to talk to me this way?" And I understand Will Clark is an icon here, and he's well respected, I think, by everyone, because it sounds like Bob Melvin and Matt Williams were the two that broached the subject of working with him at first base. But if you're Rafi Devers and you're hearing that, that's not going to encourage me to go and do it.
No, I think Will Clark should just stop talking publicly about the situation.
Well, that's something that's not going to happen.
And that's not who Will Clark is, which is partly why a lot of people around here love him. And I don't blame him for loving him for that, but I don't think he's helping the situation by doing this at all. And that was him attacking Will Fleming, again, who just kind of voiced the same thing Will Clark voiced. But if we're talking about what makes Rafi Devers uncomfortable, it might not even necessarily be that comment, although that brings more eyes and attention to this drama. But it's what Will Clark said last week. And strap in. This is a longer cut, but I got to play it for you. If you haven't heard it yet, Will Clark, over a week ago now, on his podcast, Deuces Wild, from the No Filter Network with Eric Burns. Here is Will Clark on Rafi Devers and first base.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to like go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
Yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
So, Rafi Devers, a guy who was promised third base in Boston, promised that he was going to stay there. Then they sign Alex Bregman. Then they move him to DH. Then Tristan Casas gets hurt, their first baseman, and they ask to move him to first base. And he says, no, you're already moving me around all over the place. I don't want to do it. The situation gets so bad that he eventually gets traded to the Giants. And now before he even has an opportunity to play an inning of first base with the Giants, you have a franchise legend and an employee of the club who is tasked with getting you ready for first base saying, you better be ready next time or else I will drag you out there. Again, I cannot possibly imagine that helps the situation at all. And it's going to be awkward when Will Clark and Rafi Devers meet up next time, whenever that happens.
It may never happen. I don't know. But I do think that there's two ideologies on this, right? There's the old school one, which is, dude, you're a paid athlete. Get out there and do what you need to do. And we got to get this done, which is like the Will Clark side of things.
As, yep.
as verbally aggressive as he is in saying
aggressive.
So. And then there's the other side, which is I actually think the Giants have set a tone for Devers of how they are approaching him and how they're willing to bend to his particular needs. The very first time he was introduced at the press conference,
yep.
It was clear that the Giants are trying to, for lack of better terms, coddle Rafael Devers. They had the smoke machines going. The entire team came out for the opening press conference. They rolled out the red carpet for this guy, and he's just joined the team. Yes, he's a big trade. He's a big deal. But they treated this guy like King Midas. Like, that's because I think they realized that in order for Devers to perform at his best, he needs to feel comfortable. And some people might call him soft or me soft for saying this. But Devers feels like the kind of guy that you kind of have to placate to. And Will Clark, that ain't it.
He ain't placating to anybody.
No, he's not. And so there's clearly something that is up here, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if Devers doesn't want to play first. I don't know if Devers wants to do it in the offseason, if he wants to start hitting first before he plays first base. I don't know where he's at, but I just feel like the Giants are open to doing whatever Devers needs because they recognize how important he is. And I could also see potentially Buster Posey calling up Will Clark and being like, dude, you're not helping the situation right now. We would love for you to work with him at first base, and I do think that Devers would be open to, in the future, working with you at that position. But you cannot be talking about this guy like he's in the 1980s. We're in 2025. Players are softer, are catered to more. And Devers appears to me to be that kind of guy. And if he's, I don't care if he's soft, as long as he's hitting 270 and launching 35 home runs a year. You can be as soft as you want. I don't care. That's, again, why, to me, the easy fix for this situation is just say, dude, we're putting this position on the back burner, focus on the bat, and take as much time as you need.
888-957-9570. What the hell is going on with this situation? Will Clark, Will Fleming, although Will Fleming is less involved in this, and Rafael Devers. Does Devers not want to play first? Is he willing to? Did Will Clark hurt his chances of playing first? Let's figure this thing out. 888-957-9570. We got a number of callers that want to weigh in. Up first is Jan in Mountain View. Jan, what's up? It's Willard and Dibs, but Grandy and Evan with you. How you doing, Jan?
I'm doing fine. How about the two of you?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Well, I think all this comes down to is communication. I mean, you have to be in communication with one another. I mean, they need to, is this all, being told behind Divers' back, or was he made aware of it? I mean, he comes to the press conference. He has to move his family across town. He came to this team injured, as you can well see. He can hardly run. I mean, the guy's plane got an injury in his groin, and then it is now affecting his back. And then this Will Clark out of nowhere, I mean, comes up like, I was there on the field when Boston was in town, if I got the story correct. And I'm thinking, okay, something has to go on where Buster or Melvin have to come in, have to get together and tell Will Clark, okay, I understand, maybe there was some misunderstanding here, but we got to clear this up and we got to move on and we all got to do our job and not be so, picky after one another. I mean, let's get this thing on and stop, playing around with this. I mean, he's been here now close to a month, and now the All-Star break is coming. Hopefully he can get better during the All-Star break, and after that we can see where it goes. But I think Melvin and Buster need to put Will Clark maybe in his place and say, look, this is, we're doing it this way, and, hopefully he'll be around to, taking more ground balls when you're in town the next time.
Yeah, Jan, I'm with you. I mean, I think this is a major communication issue. And like Will Clark in his original clip said, once Rafi did not come out before the game to work with him at first base, everyone came up to him and said, Will, I'm sorry, I apologize. So there clearly was a lack of communication there. The Giants were apologetic. But Will also said this happened all 3 days of the series. Now, maybe after the first time, there was some communication that it wasn't going to happen in Game 2 and Game 3 either. But it does feel... It feels, Evan, like we're missing a part of this story because the awkwardness of the miscommunication just seems too weird to be 100% true. Like, it feels like we're missing something.
Well, and again, it's, I brought it up during the crossover. Like, so Devers sits down, not Devers. That's another part. It's like,
Will, come on, Will.
You got to get the guy's name right. Like, at least do him that much and pronounce the man's name properly, or at least act like you're trying. So he sits down with Susan Slusser of the SF Chronicle, probably sometime during the Philly series.
Yeah.
And there was a quote from the story about how Devers is, quote, eager to spend time with former Giants Gold Gloving winning first baseman Will Clark and JT Snow whenever possible. And Devers said, whoever wants to help me, I'm willing to listen. I think that's true. But I think it speaks more to, like, Devers doesn't want to be the center of attention. He doesn't want to be a distraction. And I just think this whole thing is becoming too big for him to like try and diminish. We're talking about him playing first base and Will Clark demanding that he be out there and how the Giants are kind of kicking this thing down the road. Like, to me, it's so unnecessary. And the biggest issue that anybody should have with Rafi Devers right now is that he looks lost when there's a breaking ball down the middle of the plate, that he hasn't been able to hit more than a couple home runs. And hasn't had a large impact on an offense that has struggled quite a bit. You know, that's the thing about Devers. It's like, if we're thinking about, all right, what am I most concerned about with Rafi? It's not his position. And I guess that's my biggest issue with Will Clark. It's like, you're bringing up something that, number one, doesn't really need to be broached. But number two, it's not even the biggest issue right now with his game. Like, I really don't care if he plays first base this year. I care if he hits. Devers is a silver slugger type talent. He's a guy that can, and I think a lot of people believe that after the All-Star break, he's going to get hot and take off. But until that happens, like, quit talking about what he needs to do or not do. This guy's having trouble hitting fastballs right now, nevertheless putting a first baseman's mitt on.
Yeah, I mean, more important than getting him ready to play first is just making sure that his bat is good for the second half of the season, because I don't think the Giants, they could probably sneak into the playoffs if everybody else plays well, but in terms of them actually doing something of you know, impact in the playoffs, they need Devers' bat to come around. So I'm with you. You do whatever you can to get Devers' bat going, and the first base plan or whatever the plan is for him defensively comes second. We got Mike in Walnut Creek on hold, but Mike, we have to hit a quick break. I do really want to hear what you have to say about this. So if you could, just hang out on hold. We'll get to you right when we come back. It's Willard and Dibs, although it's Grandy and Evan with you today. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More Willard and Dibs next on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.